All right, for Spartan fans, Saturday can't get here soon enough. The Final Four in Minneapolis, and that's where we find the voice of Michigan State Spartan basketball, Will Thiemann. Will, good morning.
Well, Paul, how's the weather back home?
Well, the weather back home is a little overcast and cool. We'll be in the 40s today. How is it there in Minnesota?
It's better. It's going to be in the 60s.
All right. Well, enjoy that. It'll be warm again here this weekend, but everybody is going to be riveted, I think, on Saturday to this game. Let's go back to Sunday, though, the game against Duke. I mean, in the history of Michigan State Spartan basketball, this was one for the ages, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And it's funny. I know it was a one-point win, and obviously it was a tight game, but you know, the thing about the Michigan State basketball team this year, and we've known this for a while, there's something about this group of people, and me and you have talked about this, it makes them a little special. But the one thing that I just keep reflecting on, I mean, you know, Duke had a nice 12-0 run at the end of the first half. We answer with a 13-0 run, and then the game kind of settles in. But you think about Duke, right, and They're it's a wonderful team. Probably the best team in the country most days.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all their four-star athletes and their first-round draft picks. And at the end of the day, the guy who made the shot had no stars on his chest. Just some guy that wanted to be at Michigan State and walked on.
Mm-hmm.
And coins. And the thing that dawned on me is that what's neat about Michigan State's team this year is that it actually is a college basketball team. We have guys that... A couple guys got degrees already, and they're here to play basketball and go to college, as opposed to being a one-and-done factory. And then when you think about it, that's what makes this kind of neat. Because when Villanova wins a national championship, and they don't have a bunch of one-and-done guys. And it's exciting to see at the end of the day, possibly, that the core of college basketball still rises to the top. And Virginia's the same way. Auburn's out there somewhere, so I didn't know about those guys. But that's what's really exciting about a lot of this is that it's a college basketball team trying to win the college national championship.
Yeah, that's a great point. Texas Tech is not going to be a pushover, are they?
Nope. And in my heart and soul, Paul, I believe the winner of our game is going to win this thing. I really do. But I spent this morning looking at the game they lost in their conference tournament. They lost to a West Virginia team that's had a tough year. And it's pretty interesting. They're really, really good. People always talk about their defense, but they forget the fact that their offense has really come to life in the last, I don't know, 15 games or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they had problems rebounding against the more determined team, and they had trouble with transition. And so we're pretty good at both of those. So I don't know. I just believe that if Michigan State plays its game and plays smart, I don't know, I feel good about our chances. I really do.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a great game coming up on Saturday. We really look forward to it. And, you know, you talk about this special group of guys. Really, this is a classic Tom Izzo basketball team, isn't it? I mean, they really, I think, have stepped up and played well for their coach.
Yeah, you know, this sounds like coach speak, right? He always talks about the best teams are the player-coach teams. Well, that's what he's got this year.
Yeah.
This team, they understand their coach, and they know what they got to do, and they're really cerebral as well as tough. But given all the givens, this is a crowd of people that get what they have to do. And think about it, they're – I could be wrong, but I don't see any of our guys being a first-round draft pick next year. I mean, our whole team could be back for the most part, except for the graduating seniors. And so you go, man, not only are we good right now, we could be good for a while.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a neat thing. But it is a classic team. And it reminds me, I don't want to compare this to the 2000 team because I just don't think you'd do that sort of thing. But the one common thread they do have, that was a great team as well. Did they have stars? Yes. But it operated as a unit. And, you know, all Mateen and Mo Pete and all those guys wanted to do, and Andre Hutz, they just wanted to win.
Yep.
Well, that's all these guys want to do. So, I don't know. And here we are in Minneapolis going, man, I got two more games to do, I hope.
Well, we hope so, Will. I hope we're listening to you on Monday night. We'll certainly be listening on Saturday as Michigan State takes on Texas Tech in the Final Four. Good stuff, Will. Thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.